Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Human Podcast. We're back this week. Sorry we were off last week, whatever. But let's just jump right on in to some fucking stories that fucking tickled my little fancy here. Apparently, Jesus, a female tenant arrested for squeezing a landlord's testicles to death over an electricity bill. So a 33-year-old woman.
Like the testicles are dead or the dude's dead?
I'm sure the dude is dead, of course. You know, there's no fucking way that, you know, he would survive.
The tragic death.
Oh, yeah, no, she killed him.
Yeah.
She killed him. Holy shit. I can't even say her fucking name. Ifeoma. Ifemo Osai was arrested by police Saturday, March 11th.
Following, I think Ifeoma. Or yeah. Ifeoma.
I feel my balls.
Like Fiona?
Was arrested by the police Saturday, March 11th, following the tragic death of her 50-year-old landlord. You know, is that his name? Monday Oladega and Santiago Ota. And Sango.
There's no, wait, no, that's just like Sango or something. There's no T-I in that.
I don't even know what part of the world this is. I saw the fucking title of this. And I'm like, of course, yeah. The police boss explained the complaint reported that his brother had a disagreement with the tenant over the payment of the electrical bill. He added during the disagreement, Osai grabbed the private part of the deceased and dragged him with it. The landlord fell to the ground unconscious and was rushed to Ota General Hospital, where the doctors on duty pronounced him dead. Yeah, you are a weak man if you die from, you know, some bitch grabbing your balls.
How do you die from that?
I mean,
like, I'm going to ask the internet.
How do you die from getting your balls squeezed?
Yeah, that's precisely what I'm going to.
Very easily. That's like where our brain is. Like, she popped his brain, obviously. But yeah, she is probably going to jail for prison. Or going to jail for the murder of the landlord. I gotta know where the fuck this place is. Oh, Nigeria. It's over there in Nigeria. That is great to know that they are fucking crazy people in Nigeria as well. I didn't even think they have electricity over there.
Oh my god, this isn't the first time this has happened.
Has this happened multiple fucking times?
Okay, there's an article from Vietnam. I found an article from India and from Denali. There's more.
Are people just falling over dead from their testicles getting squeezed?
Oh my god, like, apparently this is, like, a thing. Like, all these are, like, man dies after his wife squeezed his testicles. There's, like, this one's from 2013, this one's from 2012, this one's from 2016.
Lauren Bobbitt would be proud, but upset that she didn't kill her husband. But going on over to Lauren Bobbitt. Republican Representative Lauren Bobbitt flashed photos of baby fetuses during a House hearing Thursday on endangered species.
Oh my god.
I mean, yeah, baby fetuses outside of a mother are pretty fucking endangered.
Okay, all fetuses are ugly.
I mean, these fetuses are pretty cute.
Aw, thank you.
The Colorado Congresswoman showed the images as the Subcommittee on Water, Wildlife, and Fisheries discussed potential improvements to the Endangered Species Act, ESA, in relation to its 50th anniversary. The focus The hearing focused on delisting the gray wolf and the grizzly bear. Yeah, delist some motherfuckers. They're crazy with teeth and shit. Yeah, fuck
them. It's an accomplishment. Fuck yeah.
Bobert, a staunch foe of abortion. You know what? Fuck her now. I was on her side because I loved her for her gun rights. And this is how Republicans are, okay? Republicans are either, like, you know, pro-gun and, you know, fucking no abortions. It's like, I am, like, a mixed breed. I'm like, I love them guns and them abortions. Hell yeah. Kill them babies, kill them people. Kill everybody. Bam, bam, bam. We have too many people. We have 8 billion motherfuckers on this goddamn planet. Kill them all. Bam, bam, bam. Kill them dead.
I like to lie to myself and sometimes like be like, yeah, I'm a libertarian, but like, oh, fuck, no, I'm a Democrat.
Give me a gun. Give me 2 guns. Give me 3 guns. Give me 8 guns.
3 is the ultimate number.
Give me all the guns. But yeah, so she fucking showed a bunch of fucking people, you know, baby fetuses, multiple aborted, you know, fetuses. And she's like, the babies are dying. Good. Do you want them to be fucking born here? Fucking get rid. Like, how awesome would it be to, like, dodge that bullet? Like, if heaven was a real thing, you lived a perfect fucking life, you get up, go to heaven, and you get to look down at Earth, like, whoo, shit. My God, I almost went down there and had to live through that? Oh, thank you, mother. It's like, your mother's going to hell. It's like, yeah, of course. She killed me. She killed a baby. But, like, that's what you're supposed to do. Just kill your fucking babies. Who cares? I am all for killing babies. 100% of the time.
When do you believe life starts?
I believe life starts, like, when they turn 7 and can do a complete sentence. I believe you should be able to kill them up until that point.
I feel like that's a fair statement.
You know, or like get rid of them. Like take.
Like you don't know what they're going to be like until they start talking.
You know, it's like, you know, hey, son, go take out the trash. Bet. All right, we're taking you to the fucking fire station. Getting ready right the fuck now. You just said bet? What is that? It's like, come on, playa. You know what it is. It's like, okay, yeah, no, we're killing you right now. Yeah, absolutely not. We're not doing any of this dumb bullshit here. But yeah. But my favorite thing about Lauren is she had a restaurant called Shooter's Grill, which I went through and fucking looked it all up. and it looked like it was not that popular. Jesus Christ. They only had half their restaurant fucking filled in the picture. But she's like, hey, everyone, carry your guns with you.
Oh, I didn't see the gun in her pocket until now.
Yeah, the holster right there. Yeah, so all the staff were, like, meant to carry guns. And just, there's not that many people that want guns around their food. Like, who's coming into a restaurant to rob that bitch? Everything is done through fucking cards. What are they gonna do? Fucking steal a fucking iced tea and a beef patty? Get the fuck out of here. No one's coming into a restaurant to rob. And the last time someone went into a restaurant to rob, we did the story on that where the dude got shot to fucking death like 12 fucking times. Like he like, you know, fumbled some shit, dropped his gun, and then like it was like walking out the door and he just got shot the fuck to death. It's like, yeah, fuck around, find out. You know, here's what I believe. You know, it can only be murder if, you know, they are putting you in danger. If they have a knife or a gun or, you know, a bat or something like that, yeah, go wild. Shoot them the fuck to death. But if they're coming in, like, give me money, you can't shoot that person to death. If they only have...
I thought you didn't care about homeless people.
No, if they go into, like, a bank. They don't even let homeless people into a bank. They stop them at the door like,
they let you into a bank? Although I was with you, huh?
No. Like, I hardly ever go in. Like, I'll prove that I have money into the bank And like, I'll like slide them my card through like the window and they're like, okay, you can come inside now. Like, legitimately, when I used to go to the bank, I'd like ring the doorbell and like wave and like show my social security card, be like, okay, you can come on in. You're not a danger to us. Like, open your asshole. Let us see what's inside your asshole. And I'm like, oh, there's nothing in there. And like, okay, come on in. But yeah, yeah. Like, look at this picture of all the fucking people in here.
I'm so confused. Is that gun photoshopped in? Like, why is it sitting on her? Like, it's not even in a pocket.
No, like, it's on her belt. So her belt is here.
Uh-huh.
And, like, the shirt just kind of wraps around it.
So why are the jeans coming up, like, halfway up the long part?
So this is where the tip of the gun ends.
Oh, it's short?
Yeah, it's a Glock.
Oh, Glocks are short?
Yeah, it's not like an insanely long gun.
Well, I don't know what. Yeah.
Now you can see that little square body. It's typical of a Glock. And a Glock is a good gun. I just don't like the design of a Glock.
It looks like something you get in like a Lego set.
Yeah, I mean, like when you like just look at a Glock, it's just a silly fucking gun.
Oh.
This is a Glock.
I always thought of them as like the micro penis guns just because they're so short.
Yeah, I have a smaller gun than a Glock. I have the Taurus G2C, which is even smaller than a Glock.
Okay, the only gun that I really pay attention to of yours is your chuk-chuk.
I, you know, like, you can get like fucking dumb shit for your Glock, you know, lasers and flashlights. But yeah, I'm not a big fan of the Glock, actually. You know, and if you want to, like, make it a little bit, you know, more useful, you have to, like, buy different slides. Nah. Not a fan of the Glock. It is a useful fucking gun. It is a reliable fucking gun. But no. And you let her out. She's a little brat. Go. Get the fucking out of here, cat. And so TSA has made a ruling on peanut butter.
On peanut butter?
On peanut butter. Hard shift. Apparently, people used to be able to take peanut butter onto planes.
Ew.
And the only reason they ever did this is because you can put, like, marijuana inside your peanut butter and...
Oh!
Yeah. So TSA made an announcement. You may not be nuts about it, but the TSA considers PB a liquid. And so you're only allowed to bring so much peanut butter onto the plane, which... is stupid. It's not like, oh no, you're gonna fucking bankrupt me because I now have to go buy new fucking peanut butter. People only used it to transport drugs.
I mean, I guess I never defined the peanut butter as a solid, so I guess therefore it is a liquid.
Yeah, that's why they did it, is because people were transporting drugs and they didn't have time to go fucking digging through your fucking peanut butter to, you know, make sure you had drugs or not.
So different sniffer dogs can't sniff through the peanut butter?
Nope.
Aw, such good boys.
They're not looking for drugs. The dogs that you see at an airport...
I know, they're looking for bombs and shit, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah. So, yeah, they're like... I don't even think we have dogs at our local airport. I don't even think there's a single fucking dog there.
One of my favorite movies, which I'm never, ever going to make you watch, is A Year in Provence. And at one point, this couple, they're flying back from France to see their friends in Britain. And he's, like, smuggling in, like, 2 pounds of truffles. And, like, they're in the airport. And the dude's like, oh, the sniffer dogs. And he, like, tucks the bag under his coat. And I'm like, what the fuck? The dog's not going to kill. Dog's not going to sit down for truffles, bro.
Yeah, but still, it's illegal to do.
I know.
It's like bringing cigarettes into New York. You're not allowed to do that.
Oh, you can't smoke in New York?
You can't bring cigarettes into New York.
Like, even by car?
Yeah.
Ooh. How so? Or why? Let me ask why.
Because they tax the cigarettes significantly.
Ah.
So it's a fucking fat fucking tax. And they'll find fucking bodegas selling, like, Lucy's and shit like that. And they'll, you know, find people, you know, illegally selling cigarettes. But yeah, they fucking tax the ever living shit out of them.
What if this cut back on smokers in general in New York?
No.
It's like the fucking prohibition. It just made it worse.
Yeah, people, I'm sure, just go out of town and just bring in their own cigarettes. Because, like, they don't care. Like, if you're
in the city or in the state? And why is the city not in the state? Like, that irritates me.
What do you mean? New York City is in New York.
I thought it was in... Oh, I was about to say something really stupid.
What, like New Jersey?
No, I was about to say I thought it was in Manhattan.
Manhattan's in New York, too.
Manhattan's in New York, too. I know.
So is Long Island.
I knew that for sure. Like, what's in Massachusetts?
What's in Massachusetts?
Yes.
Fucking nothing.
Isn't there like Boston? A famous city? Oh, it has Boston. Okay.
Yeah, that's about it. Like, no, nothing great is in Massachusetts. Nothing great is in New Jersey. Like, there's comedy clubs over there. They have like a really good comedy scene.
And crabs. Don't they have crabs?
Maine has like crabs and lobsters.
Lobster.
But I would never get something out of like the New Jersey ocean. You kidding me? Like, I'd have a crab like grabbing onto like a used condom. And like, you know, just chewing on it. It's like, great. Now my fucking crab tastes like cum. Even more.
Ew. I love crab though.
Yeah, it tastes like the ocean, which tastes like jizz.
Okay. The ocean tastes way better than jizz.
That's a great would you rather. Would you rather take, you know, one shot of jizz or a cup full of ocean?
Who the fuck would not pick the cup full of ocean?
Me.
You would do the shot of jizz over a cup of ocean. Yeah,
obviously.
Would it? So, your jizz or some other dude's jizz?
Some other dude's jizz.
So not your own jizz?
Not my own jizz.
So no. If it was your own jizz, you would choose the ocean?
I'd probably still choose my own jizz. I'd just be eating pineapples, like, leading
that
up.
That is a fucking myth. That does not work.
100% works.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you want me to start eating pineapples a bunch?
Aren't you allergic to them?
Yeah, highly.
Okay, yeah, then no.
I'm going to just start eating a bunch of pineapples and be like, does it work? And you're like,
no.
There's a certain je ne
sais. There's no way that works.
There's a certain different je ne sais about your jizz now. But no, your jizz still tastes awful. So yeah, no more fucking peanut butter through the fucking TSA. Just knock it off. We know what you're doing. They know what you're doing. Everyone knows what you're fucking doing. Stop being a dumb fucking idiot. They're not going to go digging through your peanut butter, but at the same time, it's like you're not getting that much weed in a fucking peanut butter jar. Just hide it up your ass like everybody else. Duh. But at that point, you know, I looked at it. I'm like, aren't humans like liquid containers? Isn't everything technically a liquid?
Yeah. Okay, no, everything has a liquid. Everything has a solid, liquid, and gas stage.
So why can't you just freeze the peanut butter? It's solid now. Suck a dick, logic. Boom.
You're not going to argue that. You're not going to be able to argue that with the TSA, though.
Yeah, no, the TSA are minimum wage fucking dickhead employees. But I love...
I thought TSA made pretty decent money.
I doubt it. Because I looked at, you know, becoming a TSA agent, and it was not enough for me to be like, oh! Let's see. TSA jobs. Search TSA jobs. Ooh, boop, 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 boop. Yeah, you got a 3 out of 5 at a class door. Bye-bye. Starting at $21.35 over in Telluride. Ugh. That's why it's $21.35. I don't know why it has Telluride on it. Just search. Yeah, so some of them, $17.64.
Well, shit. It's nice to know I'm making more than a TSA agent.
Starting at $39,000 full time. Let's see about our airport. Nothing here. But yeah, transportation security officer, TSO. Yeah, I'm just $17.64. Some of them are like $20 an hour. But yeah, it's fucking garbage. Never, ever in a million fucking years would I come working for these dumb shits.
Well, they wouldn't hire you.
Well, now they won't. They're going to fucking hear this shit and be like, no, this guy's an asshole. Fuck him. But yeah, I mean, $40,000, $42,000.
Now they're making more than me.
Ooh. Oh,
oh damn. Oh.
Yeah, like I saw $111,000. I'm like, holy shit. Let's see what.
That's a completely different job.
In Springfield, Virginia.
Ew.
$111,000 to $172,000.
Damn.
You will serve in a high-stakes environment to safeguard the American way of life. Stop being so serious. In cities across the country, you would secure airports, seaports, railroads, highways, and or public transport systems, thus protecting America's transportation infrastructure and ensuring the freedom of the movement and the people and commerce.
What it sounds like
you
a Republican
do?
Wrote it.
What do you, you're like, you're serving the people. What, doing what?
I'm assuming you're just looking at charts and putting in numbers.
I kind of want to just do this now. Just go in and be like, I have no idea what like the responsibilities of the job are. You don't have like the prerequisites of the job up. And this is on fucking TSA.gov. So like, get it to, and there's no work schedule, none, just blank. And, you know, it closes 3/27. So tomorrow, it closes tomorrow. Like, how do I oh, here, apply button. Let's apply. You know, blah, blah, blah. Oh, now there's more shit. The duties of this fucking job. Develop strategies, plans, and policies and guidance to implement an agency-wide training program for the TSO screening duties. Utilize blah, 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 blah. Secure. Ooh, you need secret security clearance.
Ooh.
No drug test, though. Hmm.
What?
No drug test. You could be high as fuck on crack and do this job.
Click on secret. I want to know what that means.
What are the background checks? Yeah, no, it's just like, so you have non-critical, critical, and then special, sensitive. You know, low risk, moderate risk, high risk, you know, and then just blah, 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 your national security. So you get, you know, secret clearance. So you get to know all the shit.
Oh.
And in order to get that, they just go randomly to fucking people, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I've had the FBI show up at my apartment to interview me about someone that I know. And I'm like, oh, you know, okay, yeah, I do know him. They're like, you know, what's his name? I'm like, his name is blah, blah, blah. And he's like, what's his sister's name? I'm like, blah, blah, blah. What's his mother's name? Where does he live? What does he do?
That's crazy.
And I'm like, wow, I fucking surprisingly know all this. And I'm like,
do you know if he got the job?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, nice.
But I'm like, why would you choose me? Like, why would you put me down?
Because you look like a fucking...
No, I was probably stoned as fuck when, like, they came and, like, knocked on my door, FBI. I'm like, shit, again? It's like, I have talked to the FBI a few fucking times.
Which is just crazy for me.
I'm like, I'm glad you guys are doing something, because I haven't heard of you guys doing shit. And I'm like, you're doing something. You're like, unlike the CIA, who's probably just sitting there jerking off listening to this podcast, is Alex a security threat to the United States of America? No, he's just retarded, sir. You know, and they have to like write that in a fucking thing. Alex is retarded.
Don't ruin his jack-off fest.
Here, I'll do some ASMR for him. Oh, yeah, Mr. CIA NSA guy. Do you like that? Do you like hearing my breathy voice? And now he's I'm sure, coming all over his computer. And he's going to have to, like, go talk to his boss. Boss, I need a new computer. Why do you need a new computer? Somebody came on my computer. What an asshole. Some piece of shit came all over it. It's like, are you sure it wasn't you? It's like, no, why would it be me? We have video footage of you. We fucking monitor everything. You don't think we don't monitor you? Oh, man, you fucking played me. Well, here's a new computer. You're off the taxpayer's dollar. Oh, thanks, boss. And he skips down the fucking road, you know, jacking off on more computers, listening to people's shitty podcasts. So, yeah. That's what I have to say about the TSA. What are you doing? You're like, stop that. I'm going to have to, like, my wife is, like, squeaking the fucking mic stand just enough to, like, make it squeak.
I'm sorry, I found a new stem. But also, if I make a squeak, Mochi would meow back at it.
So, driver tries to use get-out-of-jail-free card during traffic stop, and...
Okay, that has been so overused. Like, it was a one-and-done thing. Like, you don't get to use it no more.
Chisago County. I thought it said Chicago County.
That's what I thought, too.
And it's over in Minnesota.
Wait, but where's Chicago? Is it near the Great Lakes?
Kind of.
Okay.
Michigan?
Okay, I did not pay attention at all in geography. I have no shame admitting it.
I'm only,
you're lucky,
like,
I know where Florida
I'm
is.
80% sure I'm right on that.
Like, is Chicago the Windy City, or is that something different?
Yeah, no, it's a Windy City. Oh, Illinois.
It's near a Great Lake. Fuck yeah. I'm semi right.
Yeah, Mike, it's right there by Michigan, though. Kind of. So, boop, right there is Michigan.
Like, I know, like, the Great Lakes are supposed to be, like, in the shape of something, but I always thought in the shape of a palm tree.
The Great Lakes are in the shape of lakes.
But, see, it looks like a palm tree. And then there's, like, two flip-flops to the side.
Yeah, no, it's just fucking water. It's big old water. A lot of water.
No sea monsters.
And I'm surprised I didn't know that, because, like, my friend Jay moved out there, and I was real sad. I'm like, no. Don't move there. Move to somewhere funny. And, no. I wonder how long it takes to get there. Let's see. From my house, how long does it take me to get to Chicago? Fuck that. Suck a big old fat fucking dick. I have to go through Iowa? Ugh. Gross.
I mean, you can go through...
I can go through what?
I was going to say Kansas, but you can't go through Arkansas. And that's the whole point of Kansas, is Arkansas.
It's Arkansas.
Kansas? Arkansas.
It's Arkansas.
It's spelled the same.
It's pronounced Arkansas.
No, it is Arkansas.
It is Arkansas. How do you think you say this town's name right here?
Saguchi.
Saguchi, Saguache. Pronounced Swatch. Swatch. Let's go on over here. How do you think you say this town's name here?
Waiba.
Weeboo. Yeah, just...
I have no shame.
How do you think you say this fucking... place here?
Winnipeg.
There we go. You got one. You got one.
It was the important one, though.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
It's like, how do you think you say this?
Walsenburg.
There you go.
That's how you say it.
I'm throwing you like softballs at this point. I'm like, here you go. You know, Moffitt, Alamosa, Monta Vista, Center. How do you think you say this one here?
Lahara?
There we go. I was expecting you to say Lajara.
No.
I'm like, oh, I'm going to hit her now.
No. I know how to spell jalapenos.
No, Lake City Creed. Oh, my God. Yeah, this is all fucking shit shows out here. You know.
Well, yeah, they're stuck
How do you think you say this one?
Mancus. I was never going to get there.
Never. You know, Monticello. Montezuma Creek.
I know a cat named Montezuma.
Farmington, Aztec, Bloomfield, Shiprock, Newcomb.
He's a dick.
Cuba. I mean, yeah. Albuquerque. Las Lunas. Yeah, I mean, I've fucking been to all these goddamn shitty fucking places. And it's like, things to do. I'm sure it's going to say nothing. Nothing to do here. Ghost Town Museum? No, that's a bad place. Colorado Springs? Oh, I thought this said Prisoners. Pioneers Museum.
Prisoners would be more fun. You're right.
I'm like, oh, man, you fucking got me. Prisoners Museum? Hell yeah. Come look at prisoners all day. Yeah, it's just like museums.
Like you said, there's nothing to do. They had to make up something to be a tourist attraction.
Yeah, they literally are like, hey, you got Garden of the Gods. It's like, here's a fucking hiking trail with segways and fat people all fucking day. And it's like, oh, god damn it. I don't want any of that. But yeah, so this guy gave a get out of jail free card from the board game Monopoly. And he handed his card with his driver's license and said, unfortunately, the state of Minnesota does not recognize this as a valid document. The sheriff's office did not say whether the driver was pulled over or if he got a ticket, but he said he got points for effort and humor. Wow, the fucking top notch of humor. Holy shit.
So back in college, one of my classmates, she was like 5 minutes-ish late. She was like 5 minutes late to a class. And we were like, oh, what the fuck? Because she's like the most like on-time person ever. And she was like, yeah, I got pulled over. And like, so when she got pulled over, she had donuts in the car. And so like the cop pulled up. He's like, hey, ma'am. He's like, this is why I'm pulling you over. And he's like, oh, do you have donuts with you? And she's like, yes, officer, would you like some? And he took 2 donuts and let her get off.
Yeah, that's a Gabriel Iglesias joke.
Okay, well, that happened for real in my school, so if it happened to someone else, good for them.
And then let's go through and find a am I the asshole to disagree on. What the fuck? Absolutely you're the asshole. Am I the asshole for not mixing pasta noodles with the sauce? Yes.
Okay.
My husband, and this is going to be a long one, but my husband and I have this ongoing debate for the entirety of our relationship. When he makes pasta, he'll mix the noodles with the sauce together straight away. When I make it, I leave the noodles and the sauce separated just before serving. If there are leftovers, I'll store the noodles and sauce separately, although each of us have our preference. We typically leave it up to whoever is cooking and decide on how the sauce and noodles will be served and stored. I recently came back from a 2-work-month assignment, and my return also happened to coincide with a bunch of my in-laws coming into town. My husband and I wanted to host a dinner at our home for his family and asked if I could take on all the cooking. I'm normally one to do all the cooking in a relationship. I enjoy it, and I would say I'm pretty good at it. Objectively, better than he is. No, you're not. I have been complimented many times by many different people over many different meals I've made. No, you've been complimented once and you blew it out of proportion, bitch. Knock it off. However, I am by no means a professional. Yeah, you have Chef Mike there to fucking microwave all your fucking meals for you. And you're making spaghetti, so you're not a fucking chef. Knock it off. And I've never been asked to cook for such a large group before. And I wasn't totally comfortable with taking on that role for this occasion. Plus, I kind of wanted to chill and be lazy for a while after going away for an extended period of time. But my husband really wanted to impress his family, so I begrudgingly agreed. I ended up making several different dishes, one of those being bolognese sauce.
Bolognese
sauce with pappardelle noodles, and I made sure to plate it up really nice, topped with freshly grated Parmesan cheese and basil. Everyone seemed to enjoy it. Later that evening, my husband pulled me aside and was clearly unhappy I hadn't mixed the noodles and sauce together. His reasoning is that he and his entire family prefer everything mixed. I should have made it according to their preferences, since I knew that.
He said, it made no sense that I made it according to my preferences, since I was the only person out of 15 that, holy fuck, 15?
Oh my God, she had to cook for that many by herself?
Fuck that.
Oh my, okay, I would have made pasta too, damn it.
That told her she liked, that I liked it that way.
Like, I once made enough food for 10 people, and that was awful. That took 2 days.
I told him if it was really that big of a deal, he should have been doing all the cooking.
Damn straight.
And we went back and forth, and I finally said, if I'm the one cooking, then I'm going to make it the way that I think is best. I don't care what everyone else's preferences are. That irritated him, even though basically he expressed that he thinks I was being rude and inconsiderate. It's not like I ignored anyone's dietary restrictions. There were none. Cooking, yeah, of course, 15 fucking people, there's no fucking restrictions. Cooking a multiple course meal by yourself for a large group is a lot of work, and the fact that he had the audacity to complain about noodles and sauce is beyond irritating. It's been a couple of weeks since this happened, and I haven't been cooking our dinners as I normally
do.
I told my husband, since he seems to be such a picky eater, he can figure it out himself. Am I the asshole?
Absolutely not. And also, you do not mix the noodles and the sauce until right before serving.
No, you fucking, you know, you boil the noodles, you boo-doo-doo, and then fucking strain them out, put them back in the pot, put the sauce in, mix it all together, heat it all up. That way the sauce, you know, and the noodles are like the same heat and it's perfect and it like melts together. That's the way to do it.
No.
That's the way Chef Boyardee does it, and that's a French chef.
Okay, you have to keep them separate because reheating pasta and reheating sauce takes two different amounts of time. And so when you reheat them together, like, the sauce is, like, boiling by the time you're able to get the noodles to warm up, as opposed you warm up the noodles separately and the sauce separately, and it still tastes exactly the way it did the first time around.
So here's what it is. If you have frozen burritos or tortilla, takes significantly less time to heat up than the meat inside. You just fucking throw it all together and fucking deal with the consequences. That's what it is. You deal with the consequences.
No. It's too chaotic.
Or you eat it all. There's 15 motherfucking people.
Yeah, I also want to know how there were leftovers.
You know, eat all the fucking shit. Just mix it all together. Fucking eat it all. I'm sure there's one fucking fat guy in that 15 group of people that's like, I would like some more. And he just doesn't want to be seen as a fat guy, so he doesn't take more.
And I'm sorry, if you came to me and told me you expected me to make a meal for 15 people, I would be like, so you're helping, right?
I don't know 15 people.
I don't either.
Like, I don't think we had 15 people at our wedding.
No, we did.
I had Ben.
So we had Ben, we had Ben's girlfriend at that point, we had your dad, your mom, your two other brothers, we had my Aunt Marcia, my Uncle Tim, my grandma, unfortunately my parents and my two brothers, and then we had Christy and Scott there. So that makes four. Christy and Scott, you didn't meet them, that's okay. Well, shit, that puts us as 14 people, actually.
Who the fuck is Christy and Scott?
They came to our wedding.
Who the fuck are they?
They were the older couple that came with my Aunt Marcia and Uncle Tim.
Why did they come?
Because Scott had been diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's, and my Aunt Marcia and Uncle Tim were like, do you guys want to take a fun vacation with us? Because Scott was already starting to lose his mind at that point. So it was like a trip for like Scott and Christy, like on their own side type thing. But I told my Aunt Marcia and Uncle Tim that's totally fine. That's why you didn't meet him, because he has Alzheimer's. And he had like a fit halfway through the ceremony. And so like Christy like took him to the side for a while.
Oh, I didn't even notice them at all.
Well, my point is, that comes out to 14 people, not 15, so you're correct. There were less people at our wedding. Unless you want to count the photographer, but does that count? Like, she was another body.
I didn't even know her name.
I didn't know her name either.
You're the one that hired her.
Yeah, I hired her based off her picture portfolio. And the fact
portfolio?
That...
Portfolio? What?
Portfolio.
What?
I also hired her because she said she would do pictures in black and white, which I wanted, because that's classy.
I mean, I have all the fucking pictures somewhere.
I know you do.
And, you know, like, I look at my camera. You know, it's a half-decent camera, where the fuck it is.
Yeah, you have a nice camera.
It's not. Like, compared to, you know, other fucking people's cameras, this camera is garbage. Well,
considering where you first started off with your needs for it, I think it's a good camera.
Yeah, I mean, it still does everything I need it to do.
Exactly. It's a good starting point.
And like, I want to get, like, a better lens for it, but I'm like, fuck, I want to get, like, a better camera now.
You might as well get a better camera.
And like, I'm looking at cameras, I'm like, well, this one is, you know, better, and it's only two, it's a fucking, it's a staircase, you know, sale. Like, just like Apple does. Just like fucking Apple does. Where they're like, you know, okay, I want an iPad. And it's like, well, do you want all the memory? Of course I want all the memory. And so you fucking, you know, dip it up all the way to the top of the memory ladder. And it's like, well, you can get the fucking fancy iPad, the iPad Air, for just another $50.
I live with my 32 gigabyte memory on my iPad, and I'm just fine.
And so you go to the iPad
I'm proud
Air.
Of that.
And then you're like, well, do you want all the memory? It's like, I want all the memory. And it's like, so...
Nah. What do you do with all that memory?
You just don't have to, you know, offload it all that often.
I don't even have... I have like 5 gigabytes worth on my iPad and maybe like 15 on this one. Like, what? Where's all your memory going?
I have 128 gigabytes. Well, I mean, like...
all of it?
Yeah.
With what?
With pictures, with podcasts I download, with music I download.
Oh, I guess if you have, like, stuff downloaded.
Yeah, I have a ton of shit downloaded. I have so many podcasts downloaded. That
like,
way,
I just have all my photos back up to the Amazon app, so, like, I don't even worry about my iCloud memory.
Like, YouTube will randomly, like, just download videos from me. I'm like, oh, that's fun.
It will?
Yeah.
Is my app doing that?
Well, like, it'll do a smart download. It's like, you like these type of videos, so we're going to download these type of videos for you.
Interesting.
So, you know, like, sometimes it comes in pretty clutch. You know, if I just want to, you know, watch a YouTube video out on the road, well, like, I listen to it. It's just, like, Reddit fucking bullshit like we do here. But yes, bitch, mix together your fucking sauce.
Don't mix together the sauce and the noodles. You prepare them separately.
Mix them the fuck together. Don't be a
I guarantee you, they are not mixed together in a fucking restaurant.
I guarantee you they are.
Nuh-uh. No, they're... Have you... Okay, I'm sorry. I've seen too many episodes of Hell's Kitchen and MasterChef. Okay? I know how this works.
I honestly, I'm gonna go to a fucking restaurant that serves noodles. Actually, we've been to a restaurant that serves noodles, and guess what? They do serve them all mixed together.
How do you know? Are you there in the kitchen when they assemble the plates?
I see the fucking pot that they take it out of at Noodles and Company.
Okay, you
I fucking came
no,
with
Noodles
a
Noodles and
God...
Company is like McDonald's.
I come
okay?
through with a boot dead shot.
I was with you until you said it was Noodles and Company. I refuse to eat there. I have standards.
We ate there before.
I know, and it was disgusting.
It was fantastic.
No, it was once and done.
Okay, so let's go to the next example.
Okay, you need to list the restaurant name first.
Panera Bread. That you do eat at.
Mac and cheese is different from noodles in a fucking red sauce or a butter sauce.
How is it different?
Because there's dairy involved and it's nasty.
It's all fucking gravy, baby. It's all fucking gravy.
Don't call it gravy.
Mm.
Ugh. One time I tried to make garlic sauce for a pizza and it legit tasted like gravy and it put me off garlic sauce for like a few years before I was like, okay, maybe I can try it again. Like, it was so nasty.
Cornstarch thickens shit up.
It was disgusting.
But yeah, you...
Like, cornstarch is okay until you can taste it.
As a man, mix that shit together. It's gonna get fucking mixed together on your plate, you know, because I hate a fucking dry noodle. Like just a noodle with no sauce on it, worst. Garbage. Fucking 0 stars, no tip.
Have you ever had it in like a butter and sage? No?
No.
Okay, so then...
Make me some fucking noodles. You don't even eat noodles. So
I don't eat wheat noodles.
How are you going to...
I eat rice noodles. I eat egg noodles. I eat sweet potato noodles. Okay. Like, I eat just about any other noodle.
We'll get some egg noodles and make some fucking fresh pasta, okay?
Okay. Like, we can do pasta dishes as long as we don't use wheat noodles. Wheat noodles hurt my tummy, and they feel weird, and they squeak between my teeth when I chew them. Wheat noodles are not kind to my tummy.
That's my favorite part. I love the elbows and the bow ties. That's my favorite. I mean, we can make fucking homemade noodles.
You have fun with that. That is way too much work.
How is that made too
much? It's a shit ton of work. Have you never seen how noodles are made? You got to make a dough, it has to rest, and you have to cut it special, and it has to dry in a certain manner.
We have a machine that makes noodles for us.
We do?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the rolly thingy.
I can buy the rolly thingy.
So then what do we have that makes noodles for us if we don't have the rolly thingy?
Your thingy,
my KitchenAid?
Yeah, that's the one.
My KitchenAid can make noodles?
Yes.
I have the attachments for it?
No, but I can get
thank you.
I can get the attachments for it. That's what I was saying. I can get
Okay, well, if I want to make noodles, I only want to make rice noodles.
I'm sure we can figure out how to make rice noodles.
I like rice noodles.
Let's see. Actually, I can just do this. Fucking KitchenAid noodle attachment. Yeah, see, you can be like, boop, look at that. Look at that. You can make a fucking noodles for days.
That's cool.
And it just goes right on the front, just boom, and you can make different types of noodles. You can make, you know, fucking flat sheets. You can make fucking thicker noodles and thinner noodles.
Oh my God, there was a KitchenAid at Target, and it was hot pink. And it was only like $499. And
only?
I'm like, yeah, that's on sale. Aren't they usually like $500 and change?
I don't know. Like, I fucking watch that dude on TikTok all the time that fixes Mr. Mixer on TikTok, and he's my favorite.
I need to get a TikTok. I just keep putting it off. Because, like, once I get a TikTok, I have to finally admit the death of Vines.
Yeah, TikTok is great.
I know.
But we're going to go ahead and end it right there. Thank you all so much for listening. If you've, you know, followed me through this rambling mess. You know, I'm like fucking Joe Biden here. Stop that. I mean, like fucking Loctite that. Follow me Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, Alex the Truck everywhere. And I'm learning how to use Adobe Premiere so I can start editing together some of my comedy clips. I have a lot of shit recorded.
He's excited.
Well, no, I just enjoy fucking doing comedy for some reason. This is gonna be a sketch. I'm gonna like make you fucking star in sketches where like my wife is doing a podcast and he's just like and just like being annoying.
What's a sketch?
A sketch
like
is
like an etch
a
sketch?
Like a small film.
Oh, it's like a
Vine, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like doing a podcast with your wife and she's like, like, is that how fucking boring I am? Fuck. And like people are like, you know, listening to the podcast like with their headphones, like, God damn it. All right. See you all later. Bye.